7008. Leaving Center Garage to do my deadhead to Sutherland. I'm seeing a 15-minute delay on I-5. Was wanting to take MLK, if possible.
Yeah, here's the thing. You've called for this every single day this week, and I imagine you're going to call for it every day because there's always going to be a delay on I-5. So if you're feeling like the deadhead that you have is not appropriate and the time that you have to get there is not appropriate, then you kind of need to go to next level to it rather than going off, basically going off route every single day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. I actually spoke with Mike Bishop, the trainer. He advised me to do this, call you every day. It is an everyday thing. I have 26 minutes to do this deadhead. Google Maps is showing 43, which means it will take me about 50 minutes. I have brought it up when they've had the round table and talked to the schedulers, and they tell me there's nothing they can do. So I don't know what else to do.
Okay, copy that. Well, that satisfies what I was getting at. So it does sound like you have taken it to the next level, and they have not made any kind of indication that they're going to be changing it?
No, my answer was because I'm a mini runner and I'm getting 30.25 hours per week, they can't add any more time to my time and let me leave earlier.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, in a way, they kind of have a point because many runners are kind of expected to be late because you guys do fulfill the hardest section, the most passenger load of any of the routes whenever you guys are out there. So that's just kind of the way that they do it. They make the many runners take the front of it so that way the people that are working the 10, 11-hour shifts don't get worked too hard. That's just kind of the philosophy that they go with. Yeah, go ahead and take MLK. I'm going to talk to my manager and see what we can do because, you know, we have 450 buses out there right now and every single one of them called us for, you know, different deadheads every day. That would be a problem. So we got to figure out some other way to do this. And if I do figure something out, I will definitely get back in touch with you, okay?
I really appreciate that. I've even talked to the union rep, and she told me that I should just leave on time, and if I'm running 30 minutes late, so be it. And I don't like to do that to my customers.
Yeah, copy that. I get it, and I'll see what I can do on my side and see if we can't figure something out.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Do you want my batch number, or do you have it?
No, I don't need it. It's not really related to you specifically. It's more of like if everybody started doing that, we would not have enough manpower up here to take these calls. So that's what I'm trying to avoid. We're about out of time, so I'm going to let you go. Go ahead and take MLK, and we'll be clear at 1519.